to that in a moment. All I'm trying to do is help your mind to start thinking. The Abrahamic covenant is going to be referred to and given to us by the word promise. The Mosaic covenant is going to be under the word law. You get it by promise, or you can get it by law. You can get all those good things by promise, you can get all those good things by law. Alright, three. Under the Abrahamic covenant, all these things are received by faith. This is man's part. Faith. The promise received by faith. But the Mosaic covenant is you receive these things by obedience, by doing, by works. These are just some of the words that we'll find. Obedience, works, do for God. If you obey the law, then I'll give you those good things. If you work, I'll give you those things. If you do your part, then I'll do mine. So that's what's going on under that one. Four, even the ratification differs on these two. Four, this one is ratified by one party only. There's only one signee, only one party involved here. One party, that's God. I'll do it. Only one party signed the treaty. Nobody else signed this treaty or this contract, this covenant. Nobody else signed this covenant, only God. He's the only one responsible. So he's the only guy. However, the Mosaic covenant, you have two. You have God and man. You have God's part and man's part. Two parties involved. Five, under the Abrahamic covenant, I will just give it to you. It being the land, it being the blessings, whatever we're going to talk about, we'll come to that, whatever's promised. I will just give it to you. That's all there is to it. The Mosaic one, if you do for me, then I will do for you. That's the Mosaic law. Six, they're even different in their mediatorship. They're different in their ratification. This one's ratified by only one party. This one involves two. They're different in their mediatorship. Under the Abrahamic covenant, the mediator is God. That's all that's needed. God. Mediator over here gets involved. Angels and Moses. Angels and Moses. Now, seven, just to keep your flow here, seven, this is the one, the Abrahamic covenant, that God intends for man to come to him by. This is the one he gave with the idea for man to come to him. God never intended, and that's important, and we'll see why. All of this will help you flow through chapter 3, verse 6 through chapter 4. God never intended for man to do it. But it's going to sound like he does. It's going to sound like it. Eight, under the Abrahamic covenant, you inherit. You inherit the blessings. You inherit the land. You inherit all of the wonderful things. You inherit the spiritual things, righteousness, justification, life. But I want your mind to start thinking with me, the reason I've included this one, fullness of Christ. All of this is involved in the Abrahamic covenant. And it materially is going to come under this word of land, which has milk and honey. Milk and honey. Now, the Mosaic one, what are you going to get from it? You're going to get sins, fear, and death. This is what you get from the Mosaic Covenant. That's all you're going to get from it. The Mosaic Covenant is the covenant that was most known at the time of Jesus Christ. And they tried to live by it. They tried to earn from God by obeying. This is the covenant that I'm afraid that today, this is the covenant most Christians know, and people who claim to be Christians. Most Christians know the Mosaic Covenant. Most of them can give you some of the conditions of the covenant. They can tell you probably where it is found, and the judgments, if you don't do it, that type of thing. Most people can tell you a lot about the Mosaic Law, the Mosaic Covenant, the Mosaic Law. See? But very few can tell you about the Abrahamic Covenant, what are the conditions of it, where it's found, and this is the one that becomes the new covenant.